five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Two Fools Drinking. This is episode 4. This is Ken, and I'm here with my co-host,
Junior Bitches. This special episode of Two Fools Drinking is brought to you by Morristown Flower Shop. They are located on 66 East Main Street, Morristown, New Jersey, 08057. They are located on a tree-shaded street with historic buildings. The Morristown Flower Shop is family-owned, and they're full-service. Their talented designers have the skill and experience to turn your most sophisticated dreams into reality. Let Morristown Flower Shop be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 856-234-0660.
Can we check them out online?
You can. MorristownFlowerShop.com.
That's awesome. I do have one question, though. How many beers have you had tonight?
5.
You sure about that?
6.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. All right. Continue.
But they're not J-Wags approved.
I know. How low are they, though?
They are 6.7.
All right. So they're basically J-Wags approved.
No. 0.3 difference. So anyway, boys and girls, we have a special guest tonight. And he's your favorite freckle-faced ginger. You can call him Red. Say hello, Red.
What's up, fuckers?
You're supposed
What's
to say
going
hello,
on, Red. Brother?
Not much. So what the hell is this J-Wags approved you guys keep talking about?
Clearly, you don't follow us on Twitter.
Dude, I don't know.
He just followed us today like an asshole.
Yeah. If you followed us on Twitter, you would know all about it. The shirts are fucking flying off the shelf right now.
Whoa, yeah, we sold one.
One, baby.
Mortgage is getting paid this month.
Well, it's funny because we...
So they say.
It was 2 J-Wags.
Yeah, he actually bought it himself.
What is it?
It's a gentleman. It's one of our beer people.
Oh,
he's,
gotcha.
Yeah, like he's all about higher ABV. So we came up with a J-Wag. Well, he came up with a J-Wag approved.
Hashtag J-Wags approved ABV. It's just water.
Yeah.
I got you.
All right. So what's everybody drinking tonight? We'll start off with our little guest here.
I'm doing my go-to bourbon. I got Bullet Bourbon. Got it.
Straight?
With ice. I really haven't been drinking that much lately. It's the first drink I've had in a few days.
Well, I mean, it's not hard. It's Thursday, you can't really drink.
Huh?
You can't really drink 90% of the stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
It makes it very difficult. How about you, Junior?
I'm going with the Rogue Bat Squatch IPA.
How's
I'm
going
to crack one right now. Can you hear it?
I did.
Bat Squatch?
How is it? On a rating.
That's pretty good.
What would you put it at?
I'd put it at a 3.5 kegs.
Interesting. So it's about average.
About out of 5?
Yeah.
Out of 5, yeah.
I'm going with my trusted Jack and Coke because I didn't buy beer on my way home today.
Again, you lazy fucker. You were drinking that on the last podcast.
Ah, I like that you were listening.
He was only 7 deep on the last one.
Yeah, I had a couple of them that time. This one's I'm only on number 3 here, so I'm not in the same situation.
No, I'm only on my I just kind of freshened up. I don't even think I finished my first one. Got a little extra ice and that topped her off a bit.
So our guest here has what we like to call the weakness, where he can't drink
the regular weakness.
the the regular beer. Right?
Yeah, unfortunately, gluten allergy, so.
Well, it's funny, because you know what I call you, dude? I call you the gluten-free ginger.
Yeah. GFG. We need to make some GFG shirts.
Well, your ginger is fuck. Like, there's no getting around that. But yeah, the gluten-free part? Jesus.
Like, double whammy. It's pretty pathetic. Like,
how fuck could you get in life?
I was already a unicorn, and now I'm like the head unicorn of all the unicorns.
Like, you got so fucked in life.
But we do have to ask, though, like, how hard is it to find a quality, quote-unquote, beer?
They're pretty good at Ott's down the road. The beer manager, she's pretty cool about getting some different shit in. And there's this company called Departed Souls, S-O-L-E-S. They're in Jersey City. And she told me head brewmaster was best friends with this guy who had a gluten allergy, and he passed away. So he has a separate section of the brewery that's just strictly gluten-free. So he puts out a few lines, not like gluten intolerant. It's actually gluten-free. And they have a IPA. It's got I forget the name of it. It's got a lot of graffiti all over it and shit, but it's pretty good. I can't complain.
So they've gotten better since the beginning when you first had the switch.
Oh, I know.
Oh, in the beginning was awful.
I remember buying you a couple. Remember we were testing them out, like trying to find decent ones? Just to be clear, he's not one of those fucking weirdos who chooses not to have gluten. Like, this is an actual...
This dude breaks out, has rashes and shit.
Yeah, this is like an actual problem.
A medical condition.
I still have...
It's not the fad thing.
Two or three of my Dogfish 120s, and one night I'm just going to say fuck it all and just get obliterated off the three beers.
Well, we were supposed to do that. We were supposed to do that on a big occasion, and it never happened.
Yeah, because it scares the shit out of me.
I mean, worst case, you just itch for a couple days, right?
No, weeks.
But that's the only issue you have is itching. You don't have the actual stomach issues.
Well, that's something else.
No.
Well, no, that's...
What was it?
Oh, gotcha.
It's the crabs. Yeah,
I lost that one. That one went over my head.
All gluten-free shit, like bread, just tastes like it's stale. So one night, I was a little inebriated, and I went inside, and I was hungry as shit. And I literally got an entire, like, I'm not going to say loaf. It was like baguette style. And I made this massive sandwich, and I ate half of it already, 12-inch. Half it. I was devouring it. I was ready to eat the second half. And
I think like 12 inches. Yeah.
My wife gets up and comes downstairs. She goes, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm eating." And she was like, "That's not gluten free." I was like, "What?" I was like, "What do you mean it's not gluten free?" She was like, "No." I was like, "It tasted stale. I figured it was." So for like, I don't know, like 48 hours go by. I'm like shitting my brains out. I have acid reflux. It was just miserable. I didn't really break out from that. But that was all just, oh, God. My stomach
Maybe now it's because you haven't done it for so long. Now you're going to have the stomach issues. Before, yeah, it was like probably because you were still doing everything normal. It was just the breakout part of it. But now that your body's adjusted.
Has it been that long? 6 years?
Oh, it's been a long time, man.
It's been like 6 years, and then all of a sudden I ate a half a baguette.
Yeah,
my body was like, fuck you.
It's just crazy to think, though, like, we never even heard of a gluten allergy until, like
is that still a fad with people, though, or are they over that?
That's huge. It doesn't make, I mean, I get it, but it doesn't make sense.
I feel like everything nowadays lasts 2 weeks, and then it goes away and doesn't come back again.
Well, it's weird, though, because,
not vegans. Those motherfuckers stay forever.
Like, we're old, but, like, do you remember anybody in our schools that had peanut allergies?
No.
No. But I don't remember much of anything.
Wow. That's a different story altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can go down a whole nother rabbit hole with that one. Yeah, maybe it's just because people didn't realize what issues actually were there. It's not like they didn't exist.
I don't know
they were never diagnosed properly.
Started, one of the big things is when they started fucking with the food and adding certain pesticides and this and that, what gluten and bread was in 1600 when they grew it completely organic, like seeds, water, sun, adding nothing special to it. That gluten is fine for the human body, but throughout technology and all our advancements, they add all this shit, and gluten is like super gluten, and it's really tough for the body to digest now.
Well, it's really tough for weak bodies to digest.
Yeah, pussy bodies.
Just wanted to make sure we were on the same page.
At least I'm tall. That's one thing I got out of this deal.
You definitely got that going for you.
Yeah.
Can't really complain on that one.
How tall are you? 6'3"?
2.
Yeah, so you're a bitch.
You're definitely like 6'4".
You guys are like 5'10 combined. Go fuck yourselves.
No, Junior's like 5 foot. I got at least 5'9", 5'10 in me.
Ugh, many people. My wife is 5'8", you little bitch.
Yeah, but we can enjoy whatever beers we want.
And she doesn't
have a hangover in the morning.
She's told me the past 2 weekends, we went hard 2 weekends in a row, and both times she woke up the next day, I'm like up doing shit, and she's like, I'm never drinking again. I was like, what are you, 12?
Like, get over it. Like, suck it up.
I was like, get up. We got all these children running around.
That's so funny.
So, how about them fucking Phillies?
No clue.
What? At all?
How great of a acquisition is Jay Bruce?
Yeah, he's, what, 3 home runs in his first 2 games? That was monster with a grand slam.
Insane, man. His grand slam is his first game.
No, it's not that I listened to it that much, but I slipped through the radio on the way back from work today, and they were taking calls when they came back from commercial about whether or not the lineup is under-hitting, underperforming on the offense.
There's definitely people that are underperforming. No, they're underperforming.
I mean, with any team you throw together, there was a lot of new acquisitions. This crap on Adubel Herrera, which I actually have some inside info on that Adubel Herrera. So if it pans out, we got it recorded right here. I'm going to say it real quick before I go any further with the other topic. So long story short.
He beat his bitch?
No.
It was in the casino. Say, there's going to be video.
So what happened was
he beat that bitch.
I'm not going to say who said it or where it was said it, but he was at a location I'm very familiar with, and I had friends there, and I don't know if they talked to him or how it went, but they had pictures with him and blah, blah, blah. And then I texted him back kind of poking fun. And supposedly something happened with the girlfriend. I don't know if she fell. I don't know what the circumstance was for her to get quote unquote injured, however extensive or not it is. And he was in the other room and ran in, and security came in because they heard something or something. And she doesn't speak. She doesn't speak English. So they said, are you hurt? And did he hurt you? And she just said, see, like she said, yes, in Spanish twice. So my buddy who had texted me, he's like, yes, it's going to get dismissed once the video comes out and everything's released. Like, he's
going to
be completely cleared.
It's in a casino. There's going to be video for everything.
Yeah, there is. And I said, how do you know all this information? And he texted me back, you should have came to blah, 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 like you should have tonight. And I said, well, I unfortunately had to tile my bathroom or I would have been there. So anyways, if it comes out, that's the information I heard. I don't know if it's straight from the horse's mouth, but he told me after Adubel was at this place he was at with him.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'll explain it to you guys.
Well, let's move on to, you were talking about UFC, Ken.
Was I?
What?
Who's Bellator? I have no idea who that is.
When was I talking about UFC?
That was
one of
your...
Well, no, did you watch the UFC this past weekend?
No.
UFC 238?
I know that.
I saw all of Joe Rogan's reactions on Google the other day of all the fights, and I didn't see, and I wanted to see, and they didn't show it, the girl that got kicked in the side of the head.
Like, fucking Christ, you thought that girl was dead.
I didn't see it, but his reaction, he literally jumped back, grabbed the two guys next to him, he was like, unbelievable! And
the best part is, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
They didn't move. All the announcers were just like, they thought the girl died. Like, it sounded like someone got hit in the head with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
A girl kicked another girl in the head knocked her out cold, and supposedly dead. It was pretty brutal.
She was out for
the reaction.
She was out cold for like a couple minutes. Like
a couple minutes.
Couple minutes. She was just laying on the mat.
Because I did see video of her walking backstage with her team, her boyfriend, whoever, husband, whatever it was, and she just kept saying, "I fucked up," and kept crying and crying and crying.
Let's be real, that bitch shouldn't have been in the ring anyway. I mean, she was not even on the same skill set.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
There's
anything
just no
about
one else.
People.
There's no one else there to compete.
Did you guys hear the news though?
Of what, Junior?
That Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon.
He'll never do it.
The Biebs would jack his world up.
Well,
and
apparently,
I would
hear, apparently he retracted.
Did you hear that Conor McGregor said he would promote it?
What's that?
Conor McGregor said he would promote it.
Yeah, yeah, you know about it, right?
Yeah, I know about it. Of course I know about it.
Oh, you know about everything. I forgot.
Oh, that's what's up.
It's ridiculous. But there was a really good card that the UFC.
Yeah,
it was
Cruise
Bieber. Like,
I
wasn't
watching that shit.
Can you imagine all the Scientology psychos sitting in the stands humming shit?
Yeah,
I bet you they
gonna,
hum shit.
They're going to. Tom Cruise could probably kill Justin Bieber and not get found guilty.
No, that's like when Joe Rogan had Lee Vermini who was saying that John Travolta had the con.
Exactly.
Shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Tom Cruise has got to be at that level at this point.
Tom
like,
Cruise is above him.
He just walk up in public and kill someone and they'll just take the blame for it so he doesn't go to jail.
No, he couldn't do it on the public, like out on the street. He's too well known.
Yeah, he's like 5'2". He's a little ass motherfucker. He's
5'4".
Like,
relax.
Is he 5'4"? Like, I knew he was short, but that's a
fuck you.
He's little. Like little. They make him way bigger in the movies. It's amazing what
camera angles, buddy.
CGI
camera.
Can do.
So I heard you shit on my rankings.
What rankings?
My MCU rankings.
Well, yeah, they were wrong.
Oh, he told me about this on the phone. I wanted to chime in on this because I wanted to hear where you were at and why he disagreed.
Well, where are you at, Red?
He doesn't even know really too much of what you're talking about. Like,
no,
I just briefly went over it with him. Did you check it out?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm more than happy to argue some shit.
Like I said, he has no idea what we're talking about.
He's seen all the movies. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, I get the gist of it. What is this sticking out of my dog?
Well, you need to see what the rankings are there, buddy.
There.
He just cut up. I don't know where he's going, so...
Yeah.
No, I'm right here.
No,
there's like
we can all see each other. So Red's naked. Kenny's wearing a bra.
Oh God.
What? No, that's not happening at all.
So these rankings. I was under the impression that you guys came up with your own rankings and you said JR's were shit.
No. JR just randomly came up. JR came up with his own rankings and I told him he was wrong.
Let me hear the rankings. Pull them up.
Oh, I have to pull them up.
Let's go, shit.
Well, I figured that you had them since you brought it up. I figured you had already had it ready.
Oh no, I didn't have shit ready. I wanted you to counter it.
So you were prepping on this really good then.
Yeah.
Yo, Ken.
Yes.
I did notice though, dude, your beard's coming in fucking tight, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, stubble's fucking awesome.
It's taken 40 years, but it's coming.
I can almost not see your skin.
I know. What, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I just shaved two days ago.
Do you go to rallies and stuff to fight for ginger rights?
I mean, it's the only reason I'm alive.
All right.
If we don't, they sacrifice us to the darkies.
Number 1.
Listen, I'm married to a ginger, so take it easy over there, Junior.
Is she really a ginger?
I mean, not when she does it.
What? All right,
she's ashamed of our heritage.
Number one.
Okay, here's the rankings, Jason.
Thoughts?
Go ahead, Junior. Go ahead. No, we didn't hear you. Go again.
Avengers.
Start it from the beginning.
Motherfuckers.
Number one.
Avengers, Infinity War. You have a problem with that?
You're gonna go one by one. to figure out which one individually I have a problem. Can I please hear more than one fucking ranking?
Like, just read your rankings off. What are you doing?
Why did you start with one?
You should be going down.
Yo, let me hear your list of Marvel movies. All right, cool. It's four. You got a problem with that? What?
All right. So is that not your number one, bitches?
I didn't see, yo, everything. Oh my god, I didn't see the newest one. It's the only one I haven't seen.
Endgame.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good.
I didn't see it either.
It's all not right. That good. It's definitely Infinity not. War, it's definitely not better than Infinity War. I can tell you that.
Infinity War is a very good movie. Let's fucking hear more than one.
Yeah, like you got to go down the list there, buddy.
Yeah, like start at 10 maybe or 5 even. Start at 3.
Well, I'll go with number 9.
Oh, you're skipping
just
around
count
now?
Down. Count down from
that's
your 20.
That's what I was trying to do, motherfuckers.
Have
no,
you
you're
never
counting
read a
from
list?
The best. Count backwards from the worst to the best.
Oh, you want to go bottom?
Like
well,
an American.
Yeah. Like that's what you should do.
Well, fuck you. Incredible Hulk on last.
Which one?
Which Incredible
There's
Hulk?
Seven of them.
No, the Incredible Hulk. 08.
Edward Norton.
Yes.
All
that's
right.
Bottom
okay.
of my list.
And what is Continue? That number?
That's the last one. That's like
last
the bottom.
One I've seen.
That's the bottom of the barrel
all
for
right.
him.
What number is that? What do we start?
20.
Next?
20. It's his 20? Top 20. Yeah, top 20.
You have way too much time on your hands. Go.
Yeah, okay. Where am I going?
Next
19?
Thor.
The original?
One? The first one.
Really? That's number 19? Thor?
That was a really good movie.
It's a shit movie.
Really fucking good.
This I is would where put we have that problem. In my top 10.
See that?
All right, 18.
The original
what
Thor
got?
Is 19.
Oh, 18. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
And Thor's below that.
Yes.
No.
Continue. Continue with your awful rankings.
Thor, The Dark World. Thor 2 for you, Red.
Oh, what, you thought Thor 2 was better than the first Thor?
Yes.
My God. All right,
keep going, dummy.
Oh, I love you, Ginger. Iron Man 2.
I wasn't a huge fan of the Iron Man series, period. Like, any of them. The
really?
First one was pretty good, but...
I thought the first two were great.
Three was shit with the kid.
No, the three was awful. That would and be that, 20
better,
for me.
Three was better than two.
That kid's...
You're out of your goddamn mind.
That kid's brother grew up in Medford Lakes, and now his brother is out in California running a weed farm with his brother's money.
Yeah, well, that makes
sense. Erica was friends with him.
So, number 15, Captain America, The First Avenger.
That was a good movie.
It was all right.
I didn't like the first one. I thought the other ones were better.
First Winter one's... Soldier was super good.
Oh, we're not there yet. So, number 14, Iron Man 3.
I would put Iron Man 3 last.
I wouldn't
so
even
bad.
Put it. I wouldn't even have put it on the list.
It was really bad. It was so hard to watch. And I've
that wouldn't even
like
be on my top
times.
20.
Oh, it's bad.
I knew I didn't like you guys.
Just keep going.
Number 13, Avengers, Age of Ultron.
I didn't like that much either.
I liked it.
I wasn't a big fan of that one.
I liked it.
That's why it's number 13. It wasn't the best.
That's about a good ranking.
I thought so.
I'm not arguing with that one. I'm saying I'm just saying I'm just telling you my preference on the movie. I wasn't a big fan of it.
I'm going to get a lot of shit for number 12. I'm going to get a lot of shit for number 12. Black Panther.
Black Panther wasn't that good.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And I don't
know.
What ruined it for Black Panther is there was so much bullshit hype about an all-black cast like that.
That's
like,
what it was, dude.
It should never matter if it's an all-white cast, all-black cast, all-Indian cast, all...
You can't say that, though. You can't say that.
But they blow it up to make it this big deal, so when you go to watch the movie, you think you're about ready to watch the greatest film that's ever been made in the history of film, and you get a movie. Like, you don't have to exploit who's in the movie. They're just fucking actors. I don't
thought
give a
they
shit
actually,
what color they are.
I thought it was a pretty good movie, actually.
I didn't. It was too much.
I mean, take all the outside bullshit outside. I thought the movie itself was pretty good.
It was good.
You don't need. 12. I understand the comic books get in depth and books.
Well, no,
when they go
no,
to
like.
Well, what I'm saying
let,
is, you don't
you
have
can't
to go
let
as
the
in
other,
depth as they do.
Other things interfere with your thoughts on the movie. Like
the storytelling is just too much. That's why I couldn't. That's why it took me 6 tries to watch the first episode of Game of Thrones. I'm not into things that want to sit there and explain a million fucking things, because I'm gonna forget that character's name in less than a minute and a half.
Yeah, no, you don't ever watch Game of Thrones.
I tried 6 times. I haven't even made it through 2 episodes, and I've tried probably 10 times to make it through them. I'm like, I can't do this story development shit. I need something to happen.
Yeah.
That's why I can deal with
Walking
Dead.
Put the makeup on Red. He's the Night King.
Right. All right, so what's next?
Does that mean I get to take dicks?
Well, whatever you want, bud.
Whew!
Number 11. Ant-Man.
I like the first Ant-Man. I like Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd's he's like a sexy sly dude.
He doesn't age.
Nah.
I like Paul Rudd.
He looks
funny as shit. He can.
I love
shit
when
like
he goes on that talk show
Express
and plays the same preview.
Conan.
Oh
he
my god.
Conan O'Brien.
It's the funniest
best.
Thing in the world with the wheelchair kid. He's falling down a hill. It's so funny. But Ant-Man. Yeah. Ant-Man. I mean, it was okay. It was okay.
I like the first Ant-Man.
I mean, it was okay. I don't know if I would put it near my 10.
Near your 10 is too close to your top 10?
Well, he was at 11.
Speaking of 10.
I know 11 is near 10. Huh?
Doctor Strange.
Number 10?
Yes.
I've tried to watch it twice, and for no fault of the movies, I wasn't able to finish. And I think it's a pretty cool concept, but I have not watched 80% of it.
I don't argue with that one. I like that one.
Number 9, Guardians Volume 2.
I'm cool with that.
That was a good movie.
All right, moving on. Number 8, Iron Man.
See, this is where I would have put this one lower. And I would have put Thor lower.
Whole MCU,
I would have put Thor before. What was your number 11? Ant-Man. I would put Thor in that spot.
Okay.
But I feel like Iron Man should definitely be closer to the bottom.
Definitely not. Kicked it all off, dude. If it weren't for Iron Man.
No, because there's so many good ones left. But there's so many good ones left for his list that I think
but
it's
Iron
fair
Man,
where that's
Iron
at.
Man is literally what blew up the Marvel universe.
That's what I'm saying.
It blew it up, so it deserves to be ranked higher than number 8.
Oh, higher. You kept saying lower. I was like
higher, what? like 2
like
3.
Number 1.
No,
right there.
You're out of
your
fucking
mind.
I got you.
I thought you were going the other way with that.
No. I meant higher, like ranked in the higher in the ratings.
Yeah.
Ranking.
Yeah, you were saying lower. I was like, no, dude, what are you talking about? All right, I got what you're saying.
Well, we're going down. That's why I said lower. Yeah. We're going.
So
we're
number 7,
down.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
You put Spider-Man Homecoming over.
Ooh, over Thor.
So
wow.
Many other movies that.
I would put Ant-Man above that.
Hey, Red, fuck you.
No. First off, I'm surprised he didn't put this as number 1 because
shut
he's a Spider-Man
off,
dick hugger. All right. But 2, you put that Spider-Man over all the other Spider-Mans?
They weren't in the MCU.
That's okay. You're right.
Well, so and
not on the list.
Because they had him like sidetracked. Who had him? Sony?
Sony.
But there's also the fact that
I like the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
I love Andrew Garfield.
So much better.
Yes.
But it's also
100%.
The biggest part that plays into that is the fact that Junior likes teenage boys. So the closer he can get.
Edit that part out because Skip's already washing our asses.
Who's Skip?
Skip.
Who is that?
Skype.
What? They're watching us.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, kind of... I wouldn't have put I actually didn't really like Spider-Man Homecoming very much.
Dude, how many times have you watched it? Once?
I've watched it a couple times. I wasn't a big fan of it. Don't get me wrong. I like him as a Spider-Man. I think that
he's
like,
great.
I thought he was better in as a cameo in Civil War than in his own movie. But I wouldn't put him that high. That's just your prejudice right there, doing that.
Well, it's all. Anyway, number six.
What are we at? Six.
Are you still alive?
I'm waiting. What do you want me to say? I don't think it was a good movie.
You're such an asshole.
It wasn't a bad movie, but it wasn't.
Number six, Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
See, that's even again. That's a good one, but there's a couple movies that are better than it.
No, I don't think anything he's named yet has been better than that.
Winter Soldier?
Correct.
Winter Soldier's a good movie.
It's a very good
movie. Can you give me the premise of Winter Soldier, Jason?
With Bucky and all that shit?
Yeah, I think he knows.
Okay. Just making sure.
All right, number five.
Because I didn't agree with you, I don't know what the movie is. Go fuck yourself.
I don't. I think a lot of times you're talking out of your ass.
Yeah, but I've seen all these. I told you the movies I hadn't seen.
All right, girls. All right. Ready?
What are we at? Five?
Civil War.
That's about par. I'm okay with that. I thought Civil War was probably one of the best Marvel movies.
Well, you have to understand, man. Like, I watch these movies for rewatchability and enjoyment.
You and rewatch
phenomenal.
Things?
Phenomenal.
That's how I ranked them.
Civil War is phenomenal.
Three. We're at four.
Okay. We're going. Oh, you said four?
Well, that's where we're at.
Four is Thor Ragnarok.
That's a good one.
That was, for me, the funniest
awesome,
Marvel
dude.
Movie by far of any of them.
It was
hilarious.
Great. And it was, I felt like it went under the radar. Like, I felt like it wasn't, like, promoted big. Like, I just randomly saw it on Netflix one day. I was like, what? What is
That's
this?
That's how I watched it.
I was like, this is incredible.
It's hilarious.
I've seen it at least 23 times.
Seriously?
I shit you not, because Stevie.
That's like 2 days straight of watching
Stevie
Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok. He loves the Hulk scene coming out to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good one. I can't argue that. I mean, it might be a little high.
Well, no, it's high, but the rewatchability on that.
Because it's not like a great movie, but the movie is great because it's entertaining.
Yes.
But, like, in the grand scheme of the universe, it's not, like, the best movie.
I wouldn't say the best, but the rewatchability is out of the charts.
To be in the top five. But it's a great movie. I'm not arguing it. I thought it was phenomenal.
Thor Ragnarok is in my top five.
I don't rewatch movies very often, but I've seen Thor Ragnarok, like, four or five times.
Exactly. Thank you.
It's really good.
Number three.
It's really good.
2012. Avengers.
The original?
The original Avengers would probably be number one for me.
Can't do it. But yeah.
Now we already know who's number one is because we wanted to find a problem with it. It's the other 19. He didn't give a fuck what I thought. He just goes number one problem. All right, we'll start then.
Only because that was the first time you saw all.
Yeah.
Those superheroes together.
And that never happened.
And it was
in a
so
like
good. Yeah, nothing. It's never happened. And it was actually so good.
Yeah, it was.
Like,
a
that
good
would
movie.
Be my number one. I feel like Infinity War was. It was great movie, but it was so extreme.
You want to know what I just thought of, which brings credit? We're jumping a few back. I want to say the number 14 would be my guess. What's number 14?
Hold on. 14 is Iron Man 3.
Nope. All right. Age of Ultron.
That's the second Avengers.
13. That was 13.
Oh, I was so close. Damn
but
it,
that's the second Avengers.
No, I know. But what I'm saying to bring credit to that, one cool thing that just popped up into my mind that they did in that movie, which was a first that they really did it with a lot of teams to where they were double teaming people. So you were seeing Thor with Captain America trading shields and hammers flying. And that was the kind of thing to where I'm like, all right, they're really like bonding as a team through this. And that's something that was pretty cool for them to kind of mix their shit around.
Well, you should see Endgame then.
Hey, not yet.
I need to say it.
Well, there's Endgame and Captain Marvel I have still.
I will tell you.
Oh,
that,
I didn't see Captain Marvel either.
I didn't either. But I will tell you, if you want to watch Endgame, it's like 4 hours long. And the first 3.5 are basically dialogue.
Well, see, I was skeptical about Captain Marvel, too, because it was all promoted as it was a girl thing. I'm like, come on, guys.
That's what I don't get. It's like,
that's not how we roll.
It's just a movie.
That one was all about feminism. And
yes.
But that's the same thing as Black Panther. Are you going to blow it up and I'm going to watch it and be like, that was shit?
Yes.
And that's not fair to the movie.
No.
Yeah, right. I don't take those things into the movies when I go to watch the movies. I don't give a fuck what everyone else is saying. Like, I go in to watch the movie to watch the movie.
You don't?
I don't.
Have you yet to watch the Ghostbusters?
Yeah. The new one? With the chicks?
Girls?
Yeah,
did
I watched
you watch it?
It. Yeah,
yeah,
I watched
I saw it.
I haven't seen
fuck.
It.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that shit. See, you let outside influence decide on the movie for you. I don't give a shit about that. I'm a strong man. I don't need other people's opinions to sway me.
Anyway, do you guys want to know what number two is or what?
Yeah. All right. What was three real quick again?
Avengers.
Okay. What's two?
You can't guess? Pick. There's one movie left. That's number two. All right. I'll say it.
Hold on.
You both look stumped.
Oh, I was waiting for him.
No, anybody can throw it out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't try to put the spotlight on me because you can't figure it out.
Figure what out?
Guardians of the Galaxy, bitches.
Yeah.
See, that's crazy to me that you put Guardians of the Galaxy as the second best.
I've also watched that probably 7 or 8 times. I've watched that movie a lot.
It's a fucking fantastic movie.
No, the movie's great, but it's not one of the best Marvel movies.
It is. It's number two. You didn't read the list?
Oh, I did, and I told you had a lot of them wrong.
Yeah. Well, write your own list. I'll post it.
I can be okay with your top 10. I can say I could put up a couple argument for one or two, but I'm for the most part okay.
11, I know I liked this guy. I knew I liked him.
11 through 20 is absolute dog shit.
All right. And we all know my number one, so.
Yeah, and we're not allowed to have a problem with it.
You can have a problem with all you want.
It doesn't make sense.
It was. I really, 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 really liked that movie.
It's funny. I was torn between Guardians number one or Infinity War.
Should have been Avengers.
I've only watched Infinity War once.
Avengers was number three, so it's close.
Avengers should have been number one.
All right. Well, write your own list, and we'll talk.
But like
I really
said,
have to. I feel like I just told you.
Your bottom your bottom 10, 9, whatever is shit, because that's... My biggest argument is going to just be Age of Ultron, because I like that teamwork.
See, I wasn't a big fan of Age of Ultron.
He likes Scarlet Witch, let's be real.
Teamwork makes a dream work, baby. Scarlet Witch, she's a cute little thing. I bet she's about 5'3".
Dude, about junior, I didn't even know she was the actual, like, an Olsen twin. Not twin, but their sister.
Yeah, they're all obnoxiously gorgeous. I mean, the one had, like, the drug thing going on.
Wait,
so
that's an actual Olsen?
Yeah. Elizabeth Olsen. That's their sister.
Right.
She's younger.
Oh, it's not the twins. It's a relation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's not Mary-Kate or Ashley. Yeah, it's the other one.
She's, like, I think 3 or 4 years younger than
them. Way better looking than
them. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They had their time though when they were in their teens, and we're not too far off of them. I don't think, how old are they? They got to be close to 30.
Junior's got a good 10 years on them. We're probably close.
They just turned 33 today, actually, the twins.
No shit, really?
There's no way.
I saw they turned 33 today.
So they're only 4 years younger than us?
Pull your dicks out. I mean, your phones.
No, no, Junior. Jason, they're 4 years younger than us. They're 10 years younger than JR.
Yeah, no, that's fine. All right, 4 years. So at least I'm not a creep. So that means their sister's got to be in her early 20s, mid-20s.
There's nothing you can do, Red, that will make you not a creep.
That's okay.
You have to live your life, dude.
You don't think everything about this has been accepted yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, why do you think he does so many drugs?
What? I don't do any drugs anymore.
Oh.
You haven't done hard time, so you did something good.
Yeah, no, like, I didn't die, so it was all good.
It's all right.
Did Doug have those fucking babies yet?
I don't know. What do you think they're going to be? Because he waited, right?
Yeah, he didn't find out.
I haven't heard anything.
Did you guys find out every time?
Yeah, it's 2019. There's no reason not to find out.
Well, we didn't do it with the first one.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, we didn't do it for the
Do you
other
not
two.
Like to be prepared for life?
All the shit was like safari green, like a light green. It was pretty neutral. And then when he came out a boy, it was obviously fine.
Right. Yeah, no, well, like, with the twins, we found out just by default because of our age. They did, like, the blood test to make sure some high-risk thing.
Right.
So, we knew, like, early. And yeah. They were both girls.
And then another one. Or, no.
No, no, no. The other one was already there.
Yes.
Like, what's the chances of that?
All them ladies.
So many.
Ladies. Huh?
I said, I feel bad for them, though. I'm going to raise them to be tomboys that I can already see it. Kids.
Yeah, they got to play sports and climb trees and, like, punch dudes.
Oh, dude, they already punch each other. It's crazy.
Marissa's going to, she is going to mind fuck so many people. She's not, like, I don't know. She's absurd. Like, they went last night because I had to tile the bathroom and got done work, came home, they were already gone, and they went and saw Pocahontas. This little fucking princess wears her Pocahontas dress up to go see Pocahontas like a boss. They come home, I'm tiling, Eric is holding her. I'm like, what up, Jasmine? Oh, I said Pocahontas, didn't I? No, they went and saw Aladdin. She was dressed up as Jasmine. But it's awesome.
That's so funny.
Well, hope you guys didn't miss me too much.
I didn't even realize you were gone.
Didn't think so.
All right, well, do we have anything else to add to this podcast here tonight, guys?
I don't know. I had to take a piss and grab a beer, so now I'm back.
Well, I'm glad you let us know about that.
Well, you guys talk about Doug's babies and shit. I was like, they're going to be busy for a while.
I was talking to Ken earlier, and he had mentioned that you're pretty well prepared for the apocalypse.
We're not. We already established that. think we are.
It was a valiant effort.
Equipment and shit.
Well, I got two stops. Now that I got my Jeep, by the time the apocalypse happens, I'll get a little bit of a lift on her. She already got the big tires. I'm going to go over to my buddy Justin's house. He's got a ton of guns. And we're going to get together. He's got some lifted Jeep Cherokees. So we're going to roll out in that. And then we have to go... Oh, I forget the other place. It's somebody else that has a lot of guns.
Man, dude.
No, we need to go to the farm.
Kelly home.
What was your plan?
Just to leave.
Yo, just fuck your child. fuck your wife.
Like, leave your wife and kid?
They're going to hold me back, dude.
You gotta give it the college try. Like, you gotta at least walk out the front door. Even if you shield yourself with them, you have to give it a shot.
No, I can't even control myself.
I'm gonna be better off by myself. That's all I'm saying.
No, you're not. You're gonna die.
I'm probably better off with Kelly.
Kelly can defend herself way better than you.
No, what? No, he can. No, she cannot.
100% she can.
Listen, I love my kid, but what the fuck's a 3-year-old gonna do in it? Nothing. Nothing. He's gonna fucking whatever. Love him to death, but he ain't holding his own.
Yo, I'm going to get a drink. I'll be right back.
Are you gonna Ken, real quick, are you gonna strap twins to your back? No. No, you're fucking not.
Yo, relax. Relax, bro.
They're gonna hop in the Altima and just speed away.
He's got an Altima.
Nobody.
Oh, you got rid of the Altima. Sorry.
I had a Maxima, motherfucker.
Your mom mobile.
Altimas are for poor people, okay?
Kennedy had a Maxima. We must be in different tax brackets.
You must be, brother.
So now I got my buddy Justin's. He's got a shitload of guns in a safe.
Are you still talking about your hypothetical friends that will help you stay alive?
No, I was talking to him about this like 3 days ago. I was over there hanging out.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I was helping him move some stone. And I was like, every time he opened, he doesn't, whatever. I'm like, yo. Zombie apocalypse, you know I'm coming over here first. I said, well, we'll hop in your Cherokee, we'll get your girl, we'll get your dog. Because just him, his girl, and his dog. Like, if you didn't have your boy, then you would take Kelly in a heartbeat, and you guys would just, like, roll out.
Maybe.
100%.
We'll jump in your Jeep.
That's fine. But you would not be like, fuck you, I'm out. Fend for yourself. But it's the kid that's weighing her down. So, like, the ball is connected to the chain to your wife. And you're like, you got baggage. I don't got room for baggage.
But for reals, like, babies, they only fucking fuck you up.
They do. Even my oldest, he's 11, and he would die quick.
Right? Caden, right?
Yeah, Liam, the little one, the middle. Yeah, no, I'd keep him. Marissa would just cry and roll into a ball, and they would just eat her right away. Liam
Zombies
would like...
don't care, dude. Zombies do not care.
No, so Liam would be my best chance. Erica... she's like a walking ball of fire, so I'd need to keep her around for a little while. And she would like give a shit enough to like make sure I stayed alive and figure out a way to feed me.
Yeah.
So that's always a plus. Because
she's feeding you, it's okay.
Feeding yourself is for the birds. So when did you come up with that list that we did earlier?
Last week.
Do you have any more lists?
Oh, I got plenty of lists. Did I say least?
You said you had plenty of leaves.
I have a lot of leaves.
The leaves are all outside right now, probably.
There's only one good leaf.
I've met that guy.
You met that guy?
I've met that guy.
No.
Motherfucker just went to go get a beer. He's been gone for 30
back.
Minutes.
He's back. I see him.
No, I had to go upstairs and make a drink.
Like we were talking about him.
Make a drink. You're making a Jack and Coke. You're not fucking doing Arnie Palmy anything fancy.
He took a piss and he smoked a cigarette.
No, I went pee.
Are you in
the
basement?
To the kitchen. Yeah.
All right, so number 6 is what I wanted to bring up to you earlier.
What you got?
All right, so Think about this. You have three daughters, dude.
I do.
There's going to come a time. They're all going to date.
They are.
And that's like that's a fact of life.
100%.
Nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. They should.
But what are you going to do that day when, say, your oldest has a date? And she's like, all right, Dad, I got to go. My date's outside.
I'm going to walk out and introduce myself.
Okay. Well, my whole point was, she was like, all right, Dad, I have a date.
I'm He's outside. He's not going to come in and introduce himself. I get what you're going with it, but I understand where the times are. I know what it is at this point. It's not like how it was when we were kids and younger. Like, you know, the respect that kids give their quote-unquote elders are different now. Times are changing. You need to adapt.
That's where it's going, yeah.
You need to adapt with those times. Like, I have three kids. They're all girls. To think that they're not regular people and they're not going to date is stupid. And to say, yeah, like, oh, well, my girls will never date anyone, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, they're gonna enjoy their lives. I'm going to let them do their thing, and I'm going to hope that they're honest with me. And if I raise them properly, I'll never have a problem. The men, on the other hand, you know, I'm going to hope they find the right guy. You don't know, you know, you don't know who they're going to be or where they're going to end up, but it is what it is. If they're happy, I'm happy. As long as the guy treats them right, I'm cool.
I just wanted your thoughts on a father of three girls. Like, what would you do? Like, would you go outside? Like, you motherfucker, you need to come in.
No, I would never disrespect them. I would never, because it's just kind of how it is these days. Like, that you see. I don't know. I mean, I've never been that way. I've never thought that way. But I see it in life, like, how the kids are these days. Like, they don't know any better. I can't blame that person, that child, on it, you know? Like, so...
Yeah, my bad.
Hold on, Jason. So, I would just, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
And if she's happy, I'm happy. Okay. My main thing in life would be that they enjoy their lives. I'll never stop them from doing anything. As long as they're honest, they don't bullshit me. And I'll try to be cordial and good with any man that they, or boy or whatever, that they bring home.
Yeah, it was a curiosity thing on my point.
What's that?
It was a curiosity thing from my perspective.
Well, no, that's just the way it should be. Like, I should, like, they're people. Like, to say, like, oh, they could never date anyone is the dumbest thing in the world.
Oh,
like, they can date anyone they want. And I'll be supportive of them 100%. But I mean, if the person if I sense, like, bad in that person, obviously I'll step in and I'll say something. But they're going to do what they want to do no matter what. Like, we've all been that age. We did what we wanted to do no matter what. Like, yeah. I'd much rather them be honest and open with me than hide it and be secretive. That's when shit hits the fan. You know? Well, that's just me.
Well, like I said, like, it was just a thought I had earlier. I was like, I'll bring this up later. Just see what you would do, like, when that happened. Because in today's times, like, the guys don't come to the door. You have three daughters. It's going to happen.
They all better come to me if they want to marry my kid. They better not propose without talking to me first.
Well, I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, well, he's got three daughters in a short period of time. They're, like, all going to be dating at the same time.
They're a year and a half apart.
Yeah. And I'm like, I have a son. I'll never have another kid. Because I'm infertile at this point.
You're not, but continue.
But I was like, I'm not worried about it. Because I have a son. Like, one kid. And you have
a boy.
Three girls.
The main thing is a boy. You have a boy. Yeah. It's a lot easier to think when you have a boy. But I got girls. It is what it is. And I'm going to raise them just like I would raise boys. You know, like it's not going to be anything different. Like, I want them to have an open relationship. Like, I grew up, you can say what you want to say, you know, about our upbringing, but my parents were very big on just being honest. And I never lied. I never had to lie about basically anything. Like, I was able to just, as long as I was just honest with them.
Yeah.
It was cool. And that's it for me. Just be honest. Like, don't lie to me. If you want to smoke cigarettes, smoke. If you're young, I'll be upset about it, you know? Like, but I'll tell you why not to do it. But at the end of the day, I'd much rather you be honest with me about it than lie about it and do it behind my back, cuz at the end they're going to do it no matter what.
Yeah.
So, like, my biggest thing is the honesty. Just be honest. And, I mean, you can't really control how the kids are these days. Like, they are what they are. You can only hope that they find someone good.
Like I said,
and that goes for both sides.
It was a thought that popped in my head. I was like, yeah, I'll bring it up later. I don't want to get into it earlier.
I'm not one of those weirdos that would be like, oh, my daughter's never going to date anyone ever. Like, get the fuck out of here. They're going to date however they want to date. They're people.
Yeah.
I just hope that they date the right person. You know, like that.
Red, what is he doing?
He's hooking his mic back up.
Yeah, my bad. I was just on the phone with somebody having a conversation about how I'd never let my daughter date anyone. What were you guys talking about?
Yeah, okay.
We were talking about never letting your daughter date anyone. That's
what?
Crazy,
no
right?
No kidding.
Well, you have a daughter. Like, you're not going to be crazy about, like, that shit, right?
I fear for them more than I fear for her.
Yeah, like, well, my whole thing is they're going to do what they want to do. So you have to support them in everything that they do. At the end.
Not everything.
Well, you understand what I mean. To try to seclude them from trying to date somebody is retarded.
Correct.
Embrace that and hope that they pick the right person. You want them to be honest about that as opposed to lying about it and doing it behind your back, because we all know that that's what teenagers are going to do.
Well, you can't say that word.
Speaking of teenagers... You have the new Call of Duty, right?
Who?
You.
Dude, I haven't played video games in almost 2 years.
No, that's not true.
It's almost 100% true.
Almost 100% true?
It might be a year and a half.
Do you have the new Call of Duty, the newest one?
No. The last Call of Duty I have is the one where they're flying around all over the place where the World War came with it.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
I don't have any of those anymore. I traded them all in.
Yeah, but that's... I mean, I haven't played video games in a long... I'm thinking about selling my PlayStation. It just sits there.
Actually, we should do a podcast on our mics playing the latest Call of Duty.
Or Twitch it.
Yeah, you can just Twitch do it on Twitch.
I mean,
thoughts?
I'm down with that. Now that the kids are getting bigger, it's easier for me, but there's just been no time.
Oh, shut the fuck
up.
You were selling it 20 seconds ago.
I would sell it right now if I could get the money for it.
Yeah, I play Rocket League and every now and then GTA 5.
Yeah, I don't
know. Alright, so it's settled. We're going to Twitch the latest Call of Duty game.
Who's buying that? Do you have it,
Junior?
I do not. I do not have it.
What do you have PS4, Junior? Oh, yeah, you do. You don't play Rocket League, do you?
I don't even know what Rocket League is.
I don't know what it is either.
Really?
Nah.
No idea.
It's so
I'm
much
out
fun.
Of the gaming thing. I haven't played video games in a year and a half.
Dude, it's been out for years. It's not new.
I play H1Z1 every now and then.
Isn't that racing?
No, that's the PlayStation version of PUBG. And your son plays the other one.
What?
Where they build shit. Fortnite? Yeah, Fortnite.
Oh, no, we took that away from him like 6 months ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I deleted it off the PlayStation.
Good.
Yeah, no, he was getting ridiculous with it, man. He was just fucking sitting around. He wasn't doing anything. He didn't give a shit about anything. He just wanted to play this fucking game, play this fucking game. Play. I'm like, yo.
So a preteen.
Yeah, he's 11.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this game's consuming your life. Like, we play video games at night. And that was after we were outside all day. And then you come in and you have nothing else to do in the house because we were too fucking poor to have cable. So you play video games. You play video games. That's what you did. And that was for nighttime. The only time we sat inside during the day and played video games is if it was shitty outside.
And dude, it's a different world now.
It's crazy.
Kids yep. are all online. That's all they do.
I'm like, yo, it's 85 degrees out, and your friend lives two doors down, and you're playing each other online. Go over his house and play with him at least.
Well, Red, like, legit, like, it's probably about 3 months ago. My nephews were with me for the night. They're 13 and 12, and they were, like, the worst ever.
At what?
At what?
Life.
Well, like, what? They just want to sit around and fuck around on their phones, or?
They sat around, fucked on their phones. They wanted the TV to watch other people play video games.
That's the thing I don't understand. Playing video games is so much more enjoyable than watching other people play shit you like playing.
They were so excited watching other people play video games. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Don't you guys want to play? They were like, no. I'm like, okay, like. I don't get it. Like,
it really doesn't make any sense to me. And I've tried to ask my son, and I'm not old. But like, why do you watch somebody? It's different when it comes to like sports and watching baseball or football or hockey or basketball, whatever the hell you watch, lacrosse, soccer. They're professional athletes. We cannot be professional athletes. We can play any video game on the planet. Why would you watch?
Doesn't mean you can be good at it.
But why would you watch?
Like, wouldn't you want to watch somebody go on like old school Call of Duty on like a 30-0 run? Like, how cool that would be?
No, I wouldn't give a shit if somebody else went on a run like that. I would want to go out and try and do something myself.
So like, when we played and I went like 27-2, you were like, holy shit, how the hell did you do that? You wouldn't want to watch me do that?
Not in 100 years.
That's a total lie.
No, because I have videos that...
Red, you're lying.
It's a lie.
No, not at all. I wouldn't rewatch you doing well in a match at all. What would be the point in me watching you doing well in a match? Let's just play another match.
Maybe you could learn how to play.
What?
Which you haven't been able to do, but...
So, note to future listeners.
Each of their own.
We're going to twist that.
That's what they do, though. They watch these guys. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I think it's dumb, too. I would not do it. But they watch these other guys that are really good at the game. That's what they do because other people watch them and they get paid to do it.
Yeah, but learn how to
play yourself.
And they want to
be like... That's really what it comes down to, is they just
I would love it if you guys started to play Rocket League. It's a big game.
It's
been around for years. Well, I'm gonna explain. It's soccer with cars is exactly what it is.
Sounds fucking stupid.
It's not.
Soccer with cars?
Yeah, so you have cars. You can't just say you're out without at least trying it once. It's a lot of fun.
All right, well, I think this is going to wrap up this podcast. I want to thank Jason, for coming on.
No problem. No problem. Anytime.
Junior, it's been good, but I think we're going to say later, guys. Hope you enjoy. Subscribe. Retweet. Follow us on Twitter at Two Fools Drinking. Jason, what's your Twitter handle?
Fuck. What is my Twitter? I think it's at J.R. Mayberry, M-A-Y-B-U-R-Y.
It'll be in the comment section or the description of this podcast. You can give him a follow. He'll probably pop in here and there. He's a close friend of ours. He's fun sometimes.
All the time.
He's my favorite ginger.
I'm your only ginger. You don't know that.
He's my second favorite ginger. My wife's a ginger as well, so I can't put him ahead of her. Anyway, guys, thank you very much. Have a great night.
Later, bitches.
Later.
Peace.